Okay, we're on Chof Hey Ahmed Aleph, about 10 lines down or so. And we were speaking about that in Yehuda, people can bring Kodesh, but from the Galil you can't, because there's an interruption in between Yehuda and Galil, between some Eretz of some Goyisha land, because the Kutim are there. And there's too much mace over there, so the Kodesh is going to become Tommy. So even a Talmud Chacham can't bring Kodesh from the Galil. So says the Gemara, a practical solution. V'lai Suha, the first word on the line. So bring it in, this Kodesh, from the Galil, Bechli Cheres, in an earthenware vessel, Mukav Tommy Basil, that is tightly sealed. And we know, yeah, that prevents the tumor from coming in. So why can't, that's a practical solution. So why can't you bring from the Galil? So Amar Rabbi Eleza, says Rabbi Eleza, showing him the Tanaim teaching the Braisa the following principle. Ein a Kodesh. Kodesh is not nitzol, is not saved from the tumor, but somed basil, in a tight sealed vessel. So then there's an exception that we said before, that a tightly sealed kli cheres that saves its contents was talking for things like truma and kalim, but it wasn't talking about kodesh. Ah, this is the Gemara of a Hatanya. We've got a kasha, we've got a brisa that says ein chatas, that the chatas, the paraduma, is not nitzeles, but tamid pasil, in a tightly sealed container. End of brisa. So comments the Gemara, the diuk is that my lav. Make a diok ha kodesh is mashma that kodesh, which is a level below chatas, is nitzol, would be saved in a tightly sealed earthenware vessel. Kasha, answer the Gemara. No. Now the diok's like this. Ha mayim, it's talking about she'enu mukudoshim, that water that is not mukudoshim. That means the mayim chayim, the water that you're going to use for the paraduma, before you place the ashes in it, before you actually made the mixture of the mechatas, that nitzoilim is saved, but tamid basil, in a tightly sealed vessel. So therefore, we answered that question. So basically, there's not an option to bring in a tightly sealed earthenware vessel, because kodesh cannot be protected by that. It won't work for kodesh. Now, a new kasha. V'ama Ula said, is telling us chavraya. Chavraya over here means the chaverim. Right? It's in Aramaic. The Talmud Chachamim. Medachon. Medachon means purify. They purify the Galila in the Galil, meaning they're basically purifying Kodesh, things for Kodesh, in the Galil. So you see, they are doing the Kodesh thing in the Galil. So it seems that maybe it's like we originally said, that maybe it's just a point we don't believe them. It's, you see that they are purifying, so our answer doesn't look good. So answer the Gemara, no. Menichen, no, they purify them, but then they leave them, they don't actually use them, they don't bring them to Yerushalayim, l'kishiyavoy, and when he's going to come, as it's Hashem, Eliyahu Navi, v'yitirenu, and he's going to say, hey, you know this is the land of the Kutim over here, this is where they buried a dead person, but there's actually a clear patch over here that doesn't have any graves, so you can get from the Galil to Yerushalayim from that way. So that's why they're purifying. But right now, you cannot bring from Galil to Yehuda and to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, carrying on in the Mishnah. It says, Abishah Sikitois, in the time of the wine pressing season, Ne'amonim, Af al truma, but also believed on the truma. Okay, but Raminhi, we've got a kasha from a braisa. It says had goimer, somebody who's getting to the finishing stages, zesov, of his olive pressing. Yeshaya, he should leave over kupa, a box, yeah, a container, achas, one container, v'itnena, and he should give it to la'oni kohen, to a poor coin, or there is actually a ghost, which is a bit easier over here. If you see the bays over here, le'ene coin. You should give it to the eyes of a coin. It should be supervised by a coin. The last bit should be supervised by a coin, so the coin can make sure to do it correct. So it sounds like over here, that we don't believe people for Truma, even though this is talking about the Shas of the pressing season, or right of the olive pressing season. So what's going on? Stira. So Amar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, that's the Mishnah, is b'charfi. Charfi means, it means the earlier fruits, earlier produce. Meaning when, you know, like a new season of fruits, right? So there's the earlier fruits and there's the later fruits. So the majority of the fruits come in an earlier time. So that's when the majority of people are purifying their kelim, and that's when we believe them. Haba afeli. And over there, that other brisa that we don't believe in is but afeli. Afeli means in the later fruits. So sin is already kind of getting to the end of the season already, we don't believe them. That we believe them in the time of the pressing seasons means at the beginning of the pressing seasons, when the majority of the pressing is done, the latter part of the pressing season, we don't believe them. Okay, so our mission is talking about the earlier part of the pressing season where the majority is done, and that Bryce was talking about the latter part of the pressing season where just the minority is done, then they're not believed. Amalari Avada, Ba'ahava. Says Rabbi Adabahava, Kagoin Mai, what is these later, you know, these later fruits? Oh, so says to him, Rav Nachman, Ka'oisin Shel Beis Avicha, like the ones that are in your father's house. I suppose his father, you know, had maybe an olive orchard, whatever, had olive trees, and he said, those ones are, you know, late coming fruits. Those ones are late coming fruits. Okay, so that's one answer. Rav Yosef is going to suggest a different answer for our stira. We had a stira between the Mishnah, which says we do believe in the pressing season, and the Brisa says they don't believe them. So Rav Yosef, that Brisa that said we don't believe them was talking about in the Galil, right? Because we said in the Mishnah, they believed in Yehuda, right? So we're going to say, but then they're not believed in Galil. So that Brisa that said we've not believed is in the Galilee. So Isve, we're going to Kasha. Okay, Abaye. Okay, it's a Brisa now. Ava Yarden, the other side of the Jordan River, but Galil, and also the Galilee. Harei Hein Ki Yehuda. They are like Yehuda. So this sounds problematic already to Rav Yosef's answer. Ne'amonim, we believe them. Alayayin, b'shas alayayin. We believe on the wine, on the wine pressing season. Bala shemen, we believe on the shemen, b'shas shemen, on the time of the shemen pressing season. However, about lo alayayin b'shas shemen, we don't believe on the wine on the olive time. We have a lo ala shemen, you don't believe on the shemen, the oil, b'shas alayayin. But you see, anyway, in that brisa, if it is at the right time, we believe people on the other side of the Jordan River, and also in the Galil. So we do believe people in the Galil. So it's a kasha on Rav Yosef. So says the Gemara, Ella. Rather, Mechavarta, it's clear, Kedishonin, like that we answered. Yeah, Mi'ikara, originally. I.e., the answer that Rav Nachman gave, that the Mishnah is talking about the earlier fruits, which the majority of the fruits are produced, that's what we believe in for Truma. And that Bryce was talking about the later fruits, where there's just a minority of the fruits over there, and they're not believed anymore. Okay, now, carrying on in the Mishnah. Avru Agisos. The Gisos now passed. Okay, it's past the pressing season. Vavadim. Okay, Haviu lo chovish al yain. He brought him a chovish of yain. Lo yikablena, the Talmud Chacham can't receive it from the Am Aretz, Himeno. About Manichol Gasaba, he leaves it for the next gas, right? For the next pressing season. So Baal Mine, they ask from him, Mirav Sheshes, from Rav Sheshes. It over. The Talmud Chacham transgressed. He didn't listen to the rules, but he came up and he took it from the Am Aretz after the pressing season. He shouldn't have done that. Mao Shienichena Legasaba. Is he allowed to like put it on the side to the pressing season? Normally says that Am Aretz leaves the pressing season, but can he put it on the side of the pressing season? So says Rav Sheshes, Am Alahu Tenisua. We've learnt it, the answer to this, in a Mishnah in Demai. Okay, just a quick intro to this Mishnah. like this. We're talking about over here with Jewish inheritance. So Jewish inheritance is like automatically when a person dies, he leaves to his children automatically. He doesn't have to write a will. It's going to go, you know, so it's going to go, let's say this person has two sons. So it's going to go 50-50 to the two sons. Okay, so let's say he left to his sons, one sack of barley and a sack of wheat. Okay, so what's going to be there? So the Yerusha would be like this. So really, each of them has half a sack of barley and half a sack of wheat each. That's what they would inherit, right? They're going to split it 50-50, right? So now they're going to, if one person would say to the other one, so listen, you take all of the barley and I'll take all of the wheat. That's fine. But they're basically making a swap over there, basically making a transfer. So that's fine. Yeah. But the problem is, what happens now if one of them is a Talmud Chacham and one of them is an Amma Aretz? So there's an issue sometimes. What happens if there's a potential Avera that could be done? Let's say the Talmud Chacham over here is going to give half of his wheat to the Amma Aretz. So that the Amma Aretz is not going to take Trumas and Maisus from it. Right? And he's going to do an Avera. He's going to eat the Tevil. He's going to do an Avera. So therefore, the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to do that. He can't give to Amma Aretz something that's not had Trumas and Maisus done to it. Okay, so that's sometimes an issue that comes up with inheriting when one brother's a Talmud Chacham and one's an Amma Aretz. So that's just the background for this. So if it's basically two different kinds of things, then you can't switch or say you take this and you take that. But if it's one thing, you're going to be able to. But that, okay, we're just going to see this now. Chover. A chover means a Talmud Chacham. Va'ama Aretz. Sheyarshu es avihem. They inherited their father. Amma Aretz. Who was also an Amma Aretz. Yochol loy malo. The Talmud Chacham is able to say to his brother, the Amma Aretz, you take Ator Chitin Shubamokam Ploni, you take the Chitin that are in that place, okay, and he knows that they had water on them and they can receive Tuma, but Ani Chitin Shubamokam Ploni, and I'm going to take these Chitin, the Abamokam Ploni, and he knows those have never had any water on them, so they're not Tommy or anything, okay. He can also say this, Tol Ato Yain Shabakam Ploni, you take this wine that's in this place. But I told Yain Shabakam Ploni, and I'm going to take this wine that's in this other place. And there's no, and he knows that the one that he's saying to the Amaretz is Tomei, and the one that he's taking is Tor. Aval lo yom alo, he can't say to him like this. Tol Ato Lach, you take Lach, let's say wine. Yeah, Va'ani Yovish, and I'm going to take grapes. Or alternative, you take oil, and I'll take olives, right? Because even though it's like one, it's all olives or all grapes, but as soon as one's like a liquid and one's a solid, then it's a problem of basically switching with an Amma Aretz, non-tithe produce. Or alternative, you can't say Tol Ato Chitin, you can't say you take the chitin, but Ani Soren, and I'm going to take the barley. Okay, that's the end of the Mishnah there. The Tanya Law, and there's a brayso that was said about that. Yeah, Oisoi Chover, the Chover, is Soi for Lach. He has to burn the Lach, right? Then we said if there's moist produce and dry produce, he can't say you take the moist, the liquid, and I'm going to take the solid. So he's stuck with this liquid, and this liquid was Tomei, and he has to burn it. This is going to be our proof over here. Basically, he's left with some wine, and this wine is Tommy, right? And we say to him, or this oil, we say, burn it, destroy it. And Meniach has a Yovish, and he can keep the Yovish because that was not Tommy. Okay, and this is our proof. Amai, says the Gemara, Yanicha Lagasabar, says Rav Sheshes, why don't you just, I'll give you a practical solution, just save the wine or the oil that was Tommy till the pressing season, and suddenly it'll become tahor, because we say that the produce of Amma Aretz is believed on the pressing season. So we see over there, by the fact that it was not by the Amma Aretz, we see that it doesn't help. So that's the proof. So answers the Gemara, no, it pushes off the proof. But davar she'ein lo gas we're talking about over here, we're talking about date beer. So date beer, yeah, there's no pressing for date beer. Okay? It just is, the people who like date beer are doing it all year round. And since there's no actual pressing season for that over there, there's no pressing season for dates, therefore there's no such time of year that we believe in for dates. So there's no, basically, you can't leave it till the pressing season because there's no such pressing season. Ah, says they come on another cash show, which we're going to learn, as I'm coming up. So place over this date beer till the regal. And we know, another thing we're going to learn is that also, in the time of the regal, everyone's considered tar. Even the Amaretts are considered tar. So why don't you put it to the time of the festival, the regal time, and then it's going to be believed. So by the fact that you can't do that, you see that by the fact that it was by the Talmud Chacham, it doesn't work. So answer the Gemara. B'dava she'eino mishtameh. But something that isn't mishtameh, is not saved, doesn't last. It needs refrigeration, l'regel. So you can't leave it to the regel. But it could be that if it would, this produce would make it to the regel, or would be a thing that had a pressing season, it could be, even though it's by the Talmud Chacham, it could be that it would be considered Torah on the Talmud Chacham. So we didn't really answer our Shaila. It's not conclusive. We didn't disprove it or prove it. We will stop here.